Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Thursday, 25th November 2021. Top stories for today. Users of 3G mobile phones or devices have been urged to quickly migrate to 4G network before 3G service in Malaysia is completely switched off on December 31st. The termination of the 3G network is in line with efforts of the government to put up a more comprehensive and higher quality broadband coverage under the National Digital Network Jendela Infrastructure Initiative. The trial of MUA Member of Parliament Syed Saddiq Syed Abdul Rahman, who is facing four charges of criminal breach of trust, CBT, misappropriation of funds and money laundering, will be heard at the High Court. This follows the decision by High Court Judge Muhammad Zaini Mazlan, which allowed Syed Saddiq's application to have the case transferred from the Sessions Court to the High Court. Justice Muhammad Zaini, in his brief decision, said the court was convinced that there would be unusual questions of law that would likely arise from the case. The Ministry of Health logged 6,144 new COVID-19 cases over the last 24 hours. This brings the total number of COVID-19 cases in the country since the start of the pandemic to 2,608,979. Indonesia's Constitutional Court today ordered the government to amend parts of new job creation law within 2 years, citing procedural flaw in how the controversial legislation was handled. The law, which was passed last year and saw the revision of more than 70 existing laws, sparked protests across Indonesia and complaints that it undermined labour rights and environmental safeguards. Ruling today in a judicial review brought by unions, Chief Judge Anwar Usman said if changes were not made in 2 years, the legislation would be deemed permanently unconstitutional. The European Union will propose a 9-month time limit on COVID-19 vaccine validity for travel into the bloc and will also suggest prioritising vaccinated travellers. The EU will also recommend countries reopen from January 10th to all those who have used vaccines approved by the World Health Organization. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.